We want to take a moment now to remember David Mills, an award-winning television writer and producer. He started out as a journalist. He died on Tuesday at the age of 48, reportedly of a brain aneurysm. Mills made his mark working on some of TV's most popular dramas, Homicide, NYPD Blue, and he worked with David Simon on the groundbreaking HBO series The Wire. He died while working on the set of his latest project, Tremé. That's a new HBO program about life after Katrina in New Orleans. The series is set to debut on April 11th. I'm joined now to talk more about David Mills by the famed television writer and producer David Milch, who Mills considered a mentor. He gave Mills his first big break writing for NYPD Blue. David Milch was the co-creator of NYPD Blue, and he's joining us now from a studio set outside Los Angeles where he's working on another program. David Milch, thank you for joining us.
I'm happy to be here.
And I'm sorry for the circumstances, of course, and I'm very sorry for the loss of this friend.
As am I, but I'm grateful for the opportunity to remember him and appreciate the wonderful contribution that he's made.
Now, there's quite a story about how you two met. In 1994, you attended a seminar. You were presenting at a seminar for Hollywood writers, and you made some comments about the dearth of Black writers in Hollywood, and David Mills read your comments and sent you a rather acerbic letter, as we understand it, challenging you. Is that true?
It's all right so far, yeah. And acerbic, I would say, is a very charitable description of the tone of his letter. The writing seminar you're talking about, there was a question put to me about the lack of African American writers, and I acknowledged that for me, because of this sort of high pressure atmosphere in which we generated scripts, there was a sort of shorthand that was required in terms of the communication about what the characters would be and so forth, and that my speculation was that that was a sort of built-in inhibition to reaching out to writers who had a different background and for whom the shorthand might not be so familiar or accessible.
David cut through
all of that and said, "Well, congratulations on guaranteeing the future and continued employment of so many mediocre white writers."
Yeah, how about that? But then you went on and hired him to write an episode for NYPD Blue, for which he won an award. Why did you hire him?
Because of the letter.
It was so well written, or because you thought he might come out?
Because he brought me up short and caused me to re-examine the premise of what I was saying, and so I asked him if he'd meet with me, and we spoke, and he clearly was passionate about his work. And one of the best things about David was that he was a populist. He had no compunctions about writing for a mass medium. So many writers look at television as their sojourn among the Philistines, and that attitude has always bored me to stupefaction. Mm-hmm. And I was so grateful to be in the company of someone who was an enthusiast about the work we were doing, and I felt really lucky to be in David's company. And what I said was, you know, I'll teach you what I can teach you, and you work for me as long as you can stand me. And when the time comes, just give me a week's notice. And
okay.
He worked for, I guess, about a year and a half on NYPD Blue, and he said the time has come. But I'm grateful that we were able to stay in touch thereafter, and I'm going to miss him a lot, and believe me, so is television.
Well, before we let you go, and thank you for stopping what you were doing to visit with us, why will the audience miss? I did want to mention that David Mills often credited you as a mentor, as well as a person who gave him a shot, but despite your inauspicious beginnings, what will we miss? What will be missing because he's not there?
Because David spoke in the language of his characters, but understood how to speak from their hearts And there was a generosity and a kind of pluralist perspective in his sensibility, and he was just a brave cat. And every time I always would stop when I could tell when I was listening to a character that had been generated in David's imagination.
That was television writer David Milch. He has worked on or produced or created some of television's most memorable dramas, among them Hill Street Blues, NYPD Blue, and Deadwood. He was a mentor to writer David Mills, who died suddenly on Tuesday. David Milch, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.